Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live, the website, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets across America, and just for good measure, some leading independent stations that are on the map, too, here, there, and everywhere, scattered around the countryside. Now, we also broadcast around the world on the Internet. Yep, we do. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, and the UPS guys are going to sit down with the company again, try to get a new contract starting tomorrow. They got till the end of the month. That's it. Now, our bulk mail center haulers, too, Felix and Company, thanks for what you guys do. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the petroleum products all around the countryside. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find our podcast on not only our website, not only the radio stations that have the show, but also Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guana in India, Boomplay in Africa, that's the iHeart of Africa, and Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. Our podcast is over there, as well as on our syndicator's website. You can get it 1 hour at a time over there, GCNLive.com, and it's on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, has been around with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. Now we're going to go up here and pick up Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and also find her on her website at founderscode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's 82 degrees, mostly clear. Going to be another scorcher of a day, I'm afraid, but Kyle's got his beat because he's going to be out there where they'll be frying French fries next on the sidewalk, bringing them out of the frozen packets, and they'll be done in about 3 seconds. All right. Kyle, guys, I'm going to say the pledge. You guys ready?
Of course.
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I know you got a couple of questions. Roll right ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise. It seems like Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is going to be coming to the White House this week, evidently on Thursday. But she's saying in a story from Reuters that President Biden has never raised the issue about Italy's Belt and Road membership having to do with China's Belt and Road Initiative. Can you tell us more about the Belt and Road Initiative and Italy's involvement or what all this means?
Well, there are countless countries that are part of the Belt and Road Initiative, and that is where China has been building a global transportation infrastructure. And a lot of the methods they use to do this is by debt trapping, so it doesn't cost them so much money, where they put up money on the front side to these countries that want to improve their own infrastructure, and then they turn out they can't afford those loans, and they default, and then China owns that infrastructure, whether it be a telecommunication system, a water system, a power system, trains, ports, you know, that kind of thing. And there's been nothing that the White House or the federal government has really done to stop the Belt and Road Initiative, much less the debt trapping. Again, it kind of goes back to sanctions. But I would argue that as long as there's the investigation going into the Biden crime family, what's particularly interesting is the question keeps being asked, what was the Hunter Biden, what was the business or the service that they were offering to China or Romania or whatever in exchange for the big money that they were getting from these countries? Well, in the case of China, I would argue what they were selling wasn't a business or a service or a product, but it was submission. And the Biden administration has completely been submissive to all things China, to all things Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party. They're getting away with it all. And, you know, and it really kind of started with Obama, because he really didn't do anything either. Trump tried to with the huge China trade deal, but it clearly wasn't enough. And sadly, we need to have China for, you know, 99% of our pharmaceuticals, but, you know, just about everything else. And we learned that through the supply chain problem. But since that time, we've done nothing to decouple the United States, especially in pharmaceuticals, from China. Nothing.
Hold exactly right. That thought. Here we come, taking a break. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, Denise Simon, yours truly, right after this break, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their electric bills. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will, Kyle, right after I tell you that this segment's being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years because they're currently the second largest auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to geico.com, the website, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can add them on the policy, too, bundle them together, and it will take your car insurance down as well. But where you really save the money is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your car policy, and it will drop like a rock. Okay, the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can either do it on the website, or you'll get the information from the closest agent to you. Do it that way. Whatever works, Geico.com. See if they can save you some money. I'll bet you they just might. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All righty, and let's go on up here to Denise Simon. Hey, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, we do have a caller on the line, and it's Bagamon Bob, so here we go. Bagamon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, read this little thing I saw on the Internet. Over the past 2 years, President Biden, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen have negotiated a global minimum tax through Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Organization. This organization surrenders American sovereignty over our tax code and allows foreign countries to take our taxes that were meant for our own essential programs and the military. What do you think, Denise?
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
It's been something that's been discussed for quite some time,
yep.
And it looks like they are pursuing this thing in earnest. And, you know, this is... It's kind of like handing things over, you know, our sovereignty to the United Nations. There's really not any distinction or any difference in that. So I suspect that we're going to be in court on this one, and rightly so. We should be. There's nothing that's more outrageous. The United States is really one of the most generous nations there is. When it comes to, you know, foreign countries, we give money to the International Monetary Fund. We give money through USAID. We give through the Millennium Challenge. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And yet, you know, we have this discussion. Why do we have this discussion? Well, I would argue the reason that we're actually having it is because so many countries are desperate. And if you start cutting off their funding, there's nobody else to step in, much less do these countries have learned to be self-sustainable. Let's look at some of them. Yemen, Sudan, Ethiopia, Cote d'Ivoire, Haiti. There's a big one. I mean, after the earthquake, where is Haiti? Well, Haiti has got no functioning government. So what does everybody want to do? Well, we want to have a global tax. So I doubt that it'll go anywhere.
Well, as we explained last hour, Kyle and I were talking about this, the Clower-Piven strategy, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Go over there and read those 13 rules and read what was discussed, and you'll find out that what we're looking at going on is more of the continuance. It's not going to stop until we stop them.
Okay,
go ahead, Kyle. Your turn.
Well, Denise, the U.S. Department of Justice is now sending a letter, of course, to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying that they're going to bring legal action if they don't take these floats off of the Rio Grande River, citing that it violates the Rivers and Harbors Act because it creates a hazard to navigation on the river. What do you think about that?
We're going to come down to the real argument about the borders of the United States. Is the Rio Grande a line of demarcation to Texas or to the United States? And I would say that there's going to, without having an experienced AG in Texas anymore, because remember, Ken Paxton was impeached. I would say that, Greg Abbott himself is a former lawyer, prosecutor. He's got some work he's going to have to do in order to take this thing to court. And he should take it to court. The last time, the several states lost the court decision on the harm that illegal immigration is doing to these states. So maybe, they can try another tactic here, in court to see where that goes. But it's going to get ugly, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know any other way to put it.
Well, Denise, let's go a little bit of political talk here in terms of what's happening in the upcoming primaries. It looks like Governor DeSantis, according to a new New Hampshire poll, has slipped down by 3 points. Trump is still up by 27 points. Is there going to be any fundamental change in these polls, do you think, barring some other major event?
Well, I think there'll be a change in them. It does not break my heart personally with Governor DeSantis's poll numbers. Of course, I don't want him president, so that just tells you how selfish I am in this whole thing. So, I maybe I'm old school. I live in the wrong era. I want to go back to the times of Annie Oakley, but I want a federalism. I want that kind of government again, and I want the federal government out of stuff, and that's why I want Ron DeSantis to stay as governor, but not only to stay as governor, but to push more governors to be like Ron DeSantis in how he has governed Florida. But as for Trump, a couple of things are brewing here because they're about to, he's about to look at the indictment in Georgia. And then, of course, you know, he's facing possible indictment over January 6th. Let's say, and then the judge, I think, in Florida over the Mar-a-Lago thing, actually set a date for that. And then the other question is that there are people now wondering, and asking the question, which is kind of an interesting one, not only will Trump try and pick up the baton as president and move forward with a Trump or a pro-American MAGA first agenda, but will he spend the rest of his time on retribution and going after government entities, including, I would argue, FBI, to, you know, destroy some of these institutions? Now, I say that because it really is, some of them actually need to be put in the corner because, I mean, we have such a regulatory administrative state. So will his, I mean, is he building a retribution playbook? I'm kind of okay with some of that if that's what he's going to do, because the more we learn, you know, of all things Biden Incorporated, there could be some merit to that, but it's something that we have to necessarily consider.
Well, just briefly in the time we have left, about 30 seconds here, Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, says we're not talking to Iran right now about a nuclear deal. He says the environment isn't there right now to do it. Is that really true, or are they back-channeling this? What do you think?
It's always been back-channeled because we don't have any kind of pipeline to Iran. So it's always been back-channeled through Switzerland.
Interesting. But so he's saying that there's the tenor is not there right now. The environment isn't right. So do you expect any progress, or is this on the shelf
no.
for a time?
I think it's on the shelf for a time, which puts the burden on Israel.
Yep. Yep. Well, I think the music's going to come up here in just a moment, Denise, and I think the captain will take it back from here.
Yep, like right now.
Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning.
Thank you. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Yep, we're getting tough over there in the Middle East again, getting tough with Iran. Let's see what happens. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. A Texas Republican says it's up to Congress to come up with a solution to the border crisis. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Congressman Tony Gonzalez said none of the presidential administrations over the past several decades have made significant progress in solving the issue. An expert on gender-affirming health care says transgender issues are not a new thing. Dr. Marcy Bowers on CBS said transgender identities date back to biblical times, but it's become more of an issue today because people are feeling, quote, more comfortable coming out. A White House economic advisor says Bidenomics is going in the right direction. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Bernstein noted that wages are starting to outpace inflation. A record-setting opening weekend for Barbie, making $155 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And, oh, by the way, if you're in a nowhere job going nowhere and you want to go somewhere and you want to make a lot of money in the process, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do for you with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job that will give you a career for a lifetime, and you'll be able to just fill the cash coffers with a lot of money because they get paid a lot of money for doing what they do. Now, that's the National Aviation Academy, found online at naa.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, naa.edu. go over there, take a look at what they have to offer, and then take a look at the two campuses they've got, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. Now, here's what you do. You make up your mind to take the tour at one or both of their campuses so you can make an educated decision of where you might want to go to school and get your training and come out with a very high-paying job to boot. So, 800-659-2080 is the phone number. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour, one of those two campuses, after you've taken a look at their website, naa.edu. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Germany got a payback from the United States because a $2.9 billion arms sale was just approved by our State Department for us to sell the weapons to Germany. Now, if you remember right, we just had the Ukraine over there at a NATO conference, and it was brought up about NATO's joining, Ukraine joining NATO, and not only did the United States speak in favor of it, Germany did.
Yes, exactly right. So this is part of that whole deal. Yeah.
Called payback.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept up to our bargain. Now, they didn't get in because they said they need to stabilize their situation. In other words, they can't be fighting with Russia because if they do, then right away Article 5 would kick in and everybody's going to have to go and put a force together and go defend Ukraine. They don't want to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
So we have the first female member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And she's a female admiral. She's been in the Pentagon for a while. And, of course, I don't have any problem with that. She's got one hell of a record, I'll tell you that. There's many guys that don't have a record that's as good as this. The only thing is that it kind of upset the apple cart because Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin recommended that President Biden select a man by the name of Admiral Samuel Pompeo, who's the current commander of the Navy's Pacific Fleet, because he was a fleet officer. Now, the lady, Admiral Franchetti, I believe I'm saying that right, was a desk jockey. So she was tied up behind a desk for a while, and, you know, the Navy likes their people to be in command that have actually been on board a ship for a while.
Well, I would suppose that would certainly enter into the process. I believe she's the second woman to attain the rank of admiral, I believe, and
correct.
She's been an officer for some 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she does have extensive experience in the Navy. The president and, you know, made this decision. It was not the same thing as Lloyd Austin had recommended, but I'm sure he has his reasons. So, again, we wish her well. Absolutely.
And sometimes what we call a pencil pusher can be a really good leader because they know the ins and outs. They just have maybe a little bit of lack in military techniques and strategy. But, you know, that's why you have people with you that are circled around you that are. Now, we need to say, and we need to keep this mentioning this, because the deployment of more Navy ships and more Marines to the Gulf to counter the Iranian threat is being done in wake to of the Iranian attempts to seize commercial ships there. They tried again last week to get two, and they were unsuccessful.
Well, in this particular case, you want to make sure that it's absolutely clear that this is not going to be allowed. It's not going to work. And so I think the president's making the right decision here to send more of the forces there such that it's going to put Iran on notice.
Well, it is. And if you remember, Trump did the same thing with the Iranians who were sending out their gunboats to go after. Actually, one of them fired a shot across the stern of one of our ships. Remember that out in the Gulf of Oman?
Right.
Yeah. And that could have been a very interesting incident, but that
when that happened, that was something that, and I'm surprised that they didn't retaliate back, but they didn't. The ship instead warned by whatever means they did, radio or whatnot, that the next shot that was going to be fired was by them, and they were going to blow their boat out of the water.
Well, one of the primary things that the U.S. Navy does, of course, is to keep shipping lanes open all around the planet Earth, right? So this is a particularly very important area, the Straits of Hormuz there, Gulf of Oman, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they are. Now, the U.S. Navy has leveraged air and surface drones throughout its two-week UNITAS 2023 naval exercise in our hemisphere over here near Latin America. Now, as a result, the first major event to use drones since the service leadership announced that the region would host the Sea Service's second unmanned operations hub. I'm sure that this is going to be more of the future of warfare is drones and perhaps death from above, if you will, with the hypersonic missiles.
Well, certainly. And, you know, when you think about drones and you think about, for example, AI, AI could probably, you know, as it becomes more prominent, as it becomes more perfected in that sense, for lack of a better term, could coordinate swarms of drones to do certain things and certainly would become a major part of an attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cybersecurity. Biden's NSA and Cybercom nominee has backed a foreign spy law as irreplaceable. What spy law are we talking about?
That's a good question. Yeah, what spy law is that?
I don't know. I'm just reading the headline. And from the military, it says President Joe Biden's nominee to lead both U.S. Cyber Command and the National Security Agency threw his weight behind a renewal of a much-debated foreign surveillance authority that expires at the end of the year. Are they talking about the FISA court?
Could be, but obviously, you know, espionage, especially these days, is going to take on a life like you've never known before because the information that an enemy has or can gain access to or can corrupt could be crucial in any kind of attack scenario.
Now, I got a great one for you here. The Pentagon's Defense Health Agency stood up a registry in July 2020 that was supposed to collect and track all COVID-19 incidents logged into the military health system. Well, now the Defense Department's COVID-19 data is unreliable. Reliable and not acceptable, according to a watchdog group.
Well, great. So we went to all that effort. I hate to say.
Are you surprised?
Well, not particularly.
No one on the face of the earth should be surprised that I just read that statement. Nobody. And oh, by the way, the European Union has drawn up plans for a $22 billion Ukrainian weapons fund over the next 4 years to provide Ukraine with weapons and military worth $22 billion over the next 4 years. Hold that thought, Kyle. Here comes the music. Folks, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And if you're going to be around on Thursday, it's going to be Remembrance for the Korean War Veterans at Mission Barbecue. Yep, your local Mission Barbecue is giving the Korean War Veterans a free lunch on Thursday, the 27th.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, before we jump into it with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, going to tell you all about this segment being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is the high-end SUV that you're going to love driving, because if you think you've driven a Mercedes and enjoyed it, you think you've driven a BMW and enjoyed it, wait till you get behind the all-new redesigned flagship MDX Sport Utility SUV over with the Acura dealerships. Now, I will tell you that Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership, I might add, is here in North Tampa. Now, you should check them out because they offer and honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, for all veterans, for first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, active and retired, and as well as church pastors, too, located on the North Florida Avenue exit right there next to Nissan. Find them online, mossacura.com. Now, you'll also be able to get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, new or pre-owned, because that gives you auto oil changes on a regular basis. And guess what? You also get tire rotations, too. So there you go. MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Now, I found some interesting stuff out over the weekend. This was buried, by the way, buried on the financial page of the paper. The title of the story was America's Financial Center of Gravity Moves South. And they were talking about $100 billion of wealth that had left the northeastern part of the United States and had moved south to either Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, or South Carolina, or Tennessee. And I know the reason for that, and so do you. It's got to do a lot to do with taxes. And then that in particular, the Northeast and the states they mentioned had lost this was the typical states up in the Washington, Boston, New York corridor. $60 billion they've lost worth of investment capital that also found its way south.
Well, if you, you actually take first time ever, the GDP of the southern states, talking North, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Florida, it exceeds the Northeast quarter, which, you know, you're going from, you know, Maryland all the way up, you know, the usual Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, you know, New York, Massachusetts for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, proof in the pudding. There's more economic activity occurring in the South, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. I don't. And again, there's a big awakening that's going to happen in many areas of the country in regards to commercial real estate. And I think that that's going to definitely have an effect. But I think, you know, when you come out on the other side of what, you know, commercial real estate, which is collapsing, again, I think there'll be a lot more opportunities in the South as well. I think, you know, people are deciding and they're voting with their feet. It gets to a point in time when things are just too darn expensive. And, you know, it's gotten oppressive in many, many places. And, you know, people saying, you know what, I can't do it anymore. I mean, New York City just, you know, just adding congestion pricing, and the state of New Jersey is suing New York over that. You know, this is on top of the tolls that it costs, to get in. And again, it gets to the point in time where people are like, I just can't deal with this anymore. I'm just tired of it. It's a hamster wheel in many places, and it's difficult for people to get off of because of the cost of living.
Well, I stopped yesterday at an eating place and in my travels, and I hadn't been in there before. I just wanted to check it out. And the person that was running it had just taken over from the other people. He was from the north. He was from New York, southern New York. And I said, you know, when I asked him, I said, where are you from? And I could hear the accent. I knew it was New York City or something like that. Well, it was close. It was Westchester County. I said, by the way, I hope you left your voting habits behind you. And I just said that in jest. And he goes, we were Democrats when we left. We're Republicans now because the Democrats left us. That's why we're down here.
It is true. But, you know, again, right now you don't want to be spiking. Florida and Texas, places, they don't want to be spiking the football right now because they're going to start hitting some issues. They are already. Mm-hmm. The cost of housing in the state of Florida has gone up. I mean, Austin and Texas, it was through the roof, and it's come down to some degree. They're definitely going to have to, you know, continue to work to have more affordable housing in the state. I know that they just passed the immigration rule with E-Verify in the state of Florida. I don't have any issue with that, except you have to come up with a solution to the issues, because it's happening right now where you're having a lot of migrant workers that were, you know, working in the fields, that were doing construction jobs. They've upped and left, and it's going to be difficult to fill those positions, and you're going to have to come up with a solution for that, or business will start to stagnate. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
You speak with people in certain areas. There's just homes down in Homestead, Florida, and other areas where there's like all of our workers have upped and left because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so you get, there's problems, you know, like I said, there's issues that these states have to deal with. And again, making a place affordable is key. It really is. Mm-hmm. And once it gets out of control, you know, people just say, I can't take it anymore.
Well, Kyle, I know you got a couple questions, so fire away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. Morgan Stanley is now saying that their economic growth forecast, they're raising that basically. But this is the reason, evidently, because of, quote, a boom in large-scale infrastructure, unquote, that is a result of President Biden's infrastructure bill. So what do you think about that? Do we have Joe Biden to thank for all this?
Well, for there's no doubt that you're going to do, there's a lot of taxpayer money that's going to be spent from these various different bills that were signed off on, you know, money like infrastructure bills signed off on by Republicans to some degree. And, yeah, there's a lot of money that's in the pipeline that's going to be spent. Now, again, I don't know how much that's going to affect GDP overall. It's going to have an effect on it. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, when government spends money, I get it. You know, you need to fix bridges and roads and things like that. That, you know, that's the infrastructure I'm having a problem with. It's where the government wastes money, trying to get involved with the private sector and various different green boondoggles here and there, which end up costing us money and hurting GDP in the long run. Yeah, that's the reality. You know, the old saying, oh, great, you know, we got GDP increase because of these projects. But sometimes you take two steps forward and three steps backwards. And that's oftentimes what happens with government spending.
Well, exactly right. Also, we're also hearing this idea that the money that came into circulation during the pandemic and so forth, that this might have been part of the one of the primary causes of inflation. But would you say that that's the case in and of itself, or were there other issues like, for example, not having affordable fuel at that point after Biden came into the office?
That most certainly, you know, obviously, you have fuel factors into everything, but, you know, so do regulations. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, not having enough supply. We have supply chain issues, which factored that into as well. That there's just, you know, so many things that you have to deal with. You know, I'm still waiting. I got to get for my pool in my backyard to get, you know, the occupancy to have it signed off on by the local government. I mean, I've got to have door locks, window locks on the second floor of my house and alarms. I'm like, what? So people are going to fall out of the house and then they're going to straggle their way and drown in the pool? I mean, it's just stupid expenses and things that you have to spend money on that add to the cost of everything. And it makes business hard in certain areas. It raises the cost of everything that we do. I mean, you can point to a myriad of things. You know, the story this past weekend, the 13-year worker for Lowe's tries to stop people stealing from the store.
Right.
She beat up, and then she gets fired. Now, the stores are just saying, okay, just steal. So what happens is, you know, the store doesn't lose money. We lose money because it just drives the price up in all of the items that we buy because you say, okay, you know, we're going to allow people to just take stuff and let it go. The businesses aren't going to want to lose money, and they pass that cost on to us. So there's so many different things that add to the higher costs.
And you've seen the grocery stores with the padlocks and the food, frozen food sections.
Yeah, I was at the CVS and Walmart. I mean, yeah. I loathe even going in those places. It makes me sad.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, I'll be right back with Frank Stellato, UndergroundUSA.com, and of course, the author of the new book, Nullification. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America, Third Watch, Monday morning. Edition rolls along.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Come on now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.